702, honoring Polani Kwala, 1975 to 2019. Lala Ngoxolo, Mphephethwa.
Heading for 10 minutes to 6 on the program, and still quite a lot to pack in the next few minutes. One of them is a conversation with private banker turned wealth coach Samgim Mhlongo, who actually is in Nigeria today, which is a good reason for her not being in the studio. But of course, year end marks a time when many of us may be moving or relocating, and it could be between cities, it could be within the same town, but there are lots of hidden costs when it comes to relocating. So Samke is going to join us to just unpack this for us. Samke, hi there. Lovely to have you on the phone to us from Nigeria today. We know relocating is never cheap. What are the overt costs we need to think about?
Thanks, Joanne. So the first major one, I think, is the cost of your accommodation or housing. And especially for homeowners, the decision on whether to sell their existing home or whether to rent it out. Now, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that when they sell their house, it's going to be a quick sale. And they use the proceeds of the sale of their home as almost a basis to calculate what they have to fund their relocating costs, which is quite dangerous. Because especially now with South Africa being a buyer's market, it does take quite longer to sell your house. And also, you may not receive as much as you've anticipated. So do look out for those costs. Another cost that people don't tend to think about is moving insurance. So your household contents will be prone to scratches or even damages. And if you don't have moving insurance, you may then have to spend additional monies in replacing them. So do take out that moving insurance. It covers you for fire, collision, hijacking, theft, vandalism, and the like. And also one that we don't really think about is potentially a higher cost of living, day-to-day expenses in the new area you're moving to. So perhaps you have a certain routine, your coffee in the morning, or the kids have school transport. But you find that when you're in your new area and you're settled, the daily cost of living is actually higher. So it's not necessarily a relocating cost in terms of a moving cost, but the cost that you incur once you've settled in that new area, you find that your budget may be stretched. So those are sort of the big major ones that you want to think about if you are relocating over the next couple of months.
What about the hidden costs, Samke?
So some of the hidden costs, as mentioned, you know, damage to household contents. But here's another one, the cost of house help. So I know as a mom that I've had many instances when I've moved along the way and, you know, I have house help that is not necessarily as good as what I had before. And the cost of now having to find additional aftercare for the kids, for instance, while we're between helpers is something that I think a lot of people don't take into consideration. The cost of actually moving your goods is fairly standard across especially the big movers. So that you can easily sort of manage. But the settling in cost, again, of perhaps having even to stock up on your day-to-day essentials like your groceries, coming into an absolutely empty house, you need to put up curtaining while you're waiting for your contents to arrive. You have to buy all your household day-to-day consumables from scratch, which on a month-to-month basis, you kind of know you spend 3,000, 4,000 a month on your groceries. But when you have to buy everything and restock from scratch, that can be twice or three times your normal spend. And a lot of people don't actually cater for that. And that's a hidden cost that can come to bite that overdraft or that credit card facility.
Great to know that. Thank you so much for that advice and for helping us to look out for these important things we don't often think of off the top of our heads. Samke Mhlongo, she's a private banker turned wealth coach at TNC Wealth Partners.